Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night. Friday, March the 15th, 2024, 14 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio tonight by Matt Morgan. Carrington Nelson is on vacation this week. But, you know, something is wrong with these headphones. I think you did something with that box over there. We were messing around with the headphones earlier, and now this just sounds odd for some reason. Did you move the setup over there somehow?
No.
Okay.
Not that I'm aware of.
I don't know. It just sounds weird all of a sudden in the headphones.
Can you still hear though?
Oh, I can hear. It just sounds tinny or something. I don't know what that is.
Which one are you in this?
I'm not in that. But if you like, I don't know. Can you hear yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're okay. Move one of the things around there. What a way to start a show here—a rip-roaring Friday show. Like, pull it out, and move them around. Boy, I'll tell you, that sounded odd for whatever reason.
You like swap them around?
Yeah, swap them around. Put whatever configuration in that was there before.
Well, this one never moved. I do believe this is the configuration that was in here.
Well, I don't know what that was then. It's probably because I pulled this thing out earlier. See, I should have never did that. I should have never done that, as they say. All right, though, we're off and running on this Friday night. I can kind of hear myself. Okay. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I wonder if it's this new mic cover. That could be it.
It might be, yeah.
I put a new mic cover on the mic over here. I figure after 10 years, it's time to change the mic cover. And I don't know, can you hear me okay? Do I sound clear? If I do, let me know. 740-383-9944. So we have a new mic cover over here in the main spot. So we're all good there. Now, St. Patrick's Day, as many of you know, is coming up. Here's a little trivia on Sunday. And we want to thank Pastor Craig, because when I came in tonight, there was a package, which I'll tell you about here in a second, on the desk, that said, Scott, Matt, and Carrington have a happy St. Patrick's Day without the green beer. Pastor Craig. Thank you, Pastor Craig. And it's a dozen green and white chocolate cupcakes.
Luckily for us, Carrington's on vacation.
And Carrington's on vacation. Oh, she'll be so upset she missed this.
So we each get, you know, six cupcakes.
We each get six cupcakes,
we could munch down on them.
Now, four of them have shamrocks on top. Four of them have leprechaun heads on the top. And four of them have little decals that say St. Patrick's Day on the top. Very good. Good-looking cupcakes.
They are, yeah.
And by the way, if you're on Facebook right now, you can look at those cupcakes. We put them up there so you people can see them. You people. The audience can see them. Who's your people? So thank you, Pastor Craig. That's the type of family atmosphere we have here at this station.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I honestly think that the radio station is more of a family than most places that people could work at.
I think we are a family. I don't think there's any doubt about it. What do you think? We say that a lot. What do you think makes this atmosphere a family? We fight a lot. There's that.
Yeah. I think it's just because, like, everybody gets along. But, like, at the same time, when we're on air, I think it's more so because, like, on air, we can argue and have the discussions, you know, the things like that. And then off air, as soon as the mics go off, the topic is dropped, switch to a whole new thing.
You know, it's funny, nobody ever believes that, but it's really what happens. I mean, on Friday night, we have this roundtable show where there are all kinds of arguments. On Wednesday night, the TV taping, there are all kinds of arguments. During the noon show with Pastor Craig, there's all kinds of arguments. Jess Hauser in now, we got to mention that now, because there's been a time change. 9 to 11 on Friday morning, there's arguments. But during the breaks, whatever we're talking about completely stops, and we go into something else.
Yeah, I mean, Very rarely does the topic carry over into the break.
Even if we're just really hot about it, it stops.
Yeah.
And it goes into something different.
As soon as the mics go off, all the like animosity is just gone.
And it doesn't mean that we aren't serious about it. It just means that it's over. And we really do get along. We'll have an anniversary party. 10 years coming up. That'll be what's going on in June. 10 years we've been around coming in June.
What day is that? I should probably request that day.
I believe it's June 10th. But somebody's going to have to check me on that. I believe the anniversary date is June 10th.
That's good.
Yeah. But, it's 10 years. Gosh, 10 years come and gone. We're going to do something big for it. It's not just going to be the typical anniversaries, which we do every year. But 10 years, you really got to celebrate.
I mean, a decade's a landmark, yeah.
Now, I feel horrible because we have a real story to tell here today. I didn't even mention this earlier on the air, but now we got a lot of housekeeping here to do. So before we get to this story, Matt had a show that was on Friday morning from 10:15 until 11. But there was a problem because you seemed to have trouble getting guests because a lot of the people you wanted to book were at work during that time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And coincidentally, at that same time, Jessica Hauser came back after being gone for 12 years. She's come back. She's a regular now. And she's so good. 2 hours with her isn't enough. We barely get done in 2 hours, so we have her on from 9 to 11. So the theory came, we're going to move your show to 10 o'clock after this show.
Yes.
Every Friday night. So that'll be the new thing.
Yeah, so it'll be the same show, but I'll be able to have my brother will come back to talk more about football with me, and one of my friends I'm currently trying to convince him to come on and talk about some conspiracy theories and things of the sort with me on air.
So what's the name of the show that's on at 10:15 tonight?
That Time of the Week.
That Time of the Week, which is no longer That Time of the Week. Now it's a whole new Time of the Week.
Correct.
You have to say that. It's a whole... And you got a new theme song. Well, a theme... You were using an old theme song at 10 o'clock in the morning, so now it's a whole new thing.
Well, I mean, I was having problems sending it to you because it was too long. Or maybe... I don't know. I'm not 100% sure what the issue was, but I trimmed it down, and maybe it was just a different format, but I formatted it. I put it in the MP3 format, you know, and then the rest is history.
There you go. Yep. Showbiz history was made. And apparently I found out that I am sounding good, and our anniversary is June the 10th, which is a Tuesday.
Very nice.
So there's going to be rockets fired off here in Marion. It's going to be a big day. And we're right now, we and Pastor Craig did not talk during the break earlier about what we want to do for Eclipse Day, but you think it's illegal, so I don't want to mention it on the air yet.
Well, I'm not sure that it is illegal, but, I mean, it's just... I don't think people like that anymore.
Well, I don't care if they like it or not. I'm talking about illegalities. Like, is the sheriff going to throw me in jail? That's what I care about. I guess we're in the city here. It'd be the police chief throwing me in jail.
I don't know. I know, like, a few years back, like, I say a few years, like, it was not that long ago. I do believe it was before.
Don't give it away, though.
Well, never mind.
You did this, and what happened?
We didn't. I mean, yeah, I did do it, but they also did it in a city, and a whole bunch of people got upset because.
I don't care if people are upset.
Because some bad things happened, so I don't know.
You know what? People have been upset at me before. It comes, it goes. Who cares?
You know, if I think about it, I'll have to tell the story if that ends up being what we're doing.
I think it's a good thing. It's very simple, but it's also poignant for that day.
I mean, yeah. It's a good climax point, but
whatever.
I don't know.
Whatever. So anyway, the story. Now, here's the deal. I'm going to tell you how this story begins and how this story ends, and you'll think this is very strange. But it started with me coming here this morning and my tire light coming on, and it ended with Matt breaking his glasses. Now, if this makes any sense to you, how could these two things be acquainted? It's true, they are.
Yeah.
I don't know how this happened. But okay, I'm going to tell my part of the story, and you can tell your part. and then I'll tell the end, which you aren't totally aware of. Okay, here's what happened. I'm driving in this morning, and as I'm coming down the boulevard, which is a mess right now, my tire light comes on. And I had known that there was a tire that I needed to get replaced, but my tire light came on, and I thought, okay. So I pulled in here, and I was here for 5 hours, 5.5 hours this morning, and when I went out at 1 o'clock, it was very, very, very low. Like, I wasn't getting back home on this tire. So I thought, I need to get air. So I found a gas station close around here that does have air. We go over, put air in it. It looked okay at that particular point.
Yeah.
It took air. But my spare tire would not take air. And I thought, you know, I don't want to go back out on the road without a spare tire, knowing that my tire is already damaged. So we get my spare tire out, and come to find out the reason it won't take air is because it's off the rim. You can take it from there.
All right. So it needed to be seated on the rim so the air could, you know, stay in the tire and whatnot. And so we were trying to, we pulling out all the tools that we had in our car.
Crowbars, pliers, it was all out.
So we were trying to seat the tire on the rim, but we really couldn't manage it because we didn't have anything that had like a hook or anything. So every time we tried to like pull the tire out, it just kind of slipped out. And one of the times when I was doing that, I my hand came back and I like smacked my glasses and my glasses fell off my face and I picked them up.
Oh, no.
And when I picked them up, I was like, one of my earpieces is missing. So then I was just like looking around on the ground and then I was like, maybe, and then I, so
it's
I
still
I,
on your ear.
Yeah. So I fell up by like my left ear and it was still just hanging out of my ear.
This falls under the category of no good deed goes unpunished. So the glasses are broken.
I mean, it's fine. I need a new prescription anyway, so it's probably for the best.
Sometimes things like this propel people to do things that need to get done. So this is how bad the story. I figured, okay, now I still don't have a spare, so I'm gonna go to the. I needed to go to the bank. It's Friday, so I go to the bank. And as I'm pulling into the bank, the light comes on again, the tire light, and I can start to feel it again in the steering wheel. Oh, this thing's going flat. So, and I have no spare now. And so I'm at the bank, and I'm still not really close to home. I'm closer, but I'm not close. So I go through the bank, I go through the drive-thru, and I'm on Center Street. So I thought, well, I'll go over to this tire place, because there is a tire place on Center Street. By the time I pulled in there, tire was flat. So the guy comes out and he sees it. And I said, thank goodness I made it here. He said, yeah, thank goodness you made it here. He says, let me go. They don't have the tire. I said, well, this is a problem. Because I said, my spare is off the rim. Ah, but he took it in and he put all kinds of air in it. It popped that thing right back on the rim.
Yeah, see, he probably used one of those fancy things that we used in auto. Because it's basically like a little...
You should have waited for... He was just waiting. He put that air hose on there, and we're just off. It's like we're waiting for Old Faithful to blow. We're sitting there looking at this spare tire, and all of a sudden it pops it right back into place.
Maybe, I guess we just didn't wait long enough.
We did. We should have just filled it with air.
I mean, I put my hand where it wasn't, like, seated at, and I could feel the air coming out of there.
So he comes out, he takes my old tire off, he puts the spare on, so now I got a spare that works. So he says, go to this tire place over on Main Street. This is where you want to go. They'll have your tire. So I go over there. They take the spare off. They put the spare back in the trunk. They take the old tire out. They throw the old tire away. They put the new tire on. Put the hubcap back on. So now I have a new tire, and my spare now works should any of my other tires go flat. So it was a productive day for me in the end. And in the end, you busted your glasses. So it's a whole thing.
I mean, it is what it is, honestly, you know.
I felt terrible, because, I mean, what do you do?
So these glasses, I'm honestly...
I have some green duct tape over here if you want to work on it.
You know, honestly, I'm surprised they haven't broken sooner, so I'll go ahead and tell this story. One time I was... My grandma lives out in the middle of the country, and we ride the quads on the county roads out there. And one time we were riding the quads, and I had my headphones in, like my Bluetooth earbuds. And I had a helmet on, obviously, and I felt my Bluetooth earbud starting to come out, so I pulled off to the side of the road so I could fix my earbud. So I had to take my glasses off, and then take the helmet off, then fix my earbud. But then I put the helmet back on after fixing my earbud. But I forgot to put my glasses back on, and they were just sitting in front of me on the seat of the quad. And when we took back off, the glasses flew off of the quad and like hit the ground, which is actually why there's marks on my glasses now, because they skid across the ground, and they perfectly fine besides the scratches.
Well, it's a weird thing, you know. I did not. You're not supposed to pull towards yourself, I think is what the idea
is. Yeah.
You're supposed to pull, like, never cut towards yourself, never pull towards yourself. Because if it does slip, you're going to hit yourself or you're going to cut yourself.
I understand that now, too.
I understand that. But now all is well. I have a new tire. My spare tire's working. Like I say, all is well for you. You've got broken glasses on. It's a whole thing.
I mean, I also got to go get new tires, so it's fine.
Well, go to that place on Main Street. They're very nice.
I got to get four whole new tires.
Well, they're good. They're good guys over there. I like them. I say they're good guys. I don't know them. I was there for 20 minutes. They're good guys. They'll take care of you. They got me up and rolling again.
I mean, I guess that's always good. That's all you need.
I could drive to Cleveland tonight now and not have any problems. All my tires are
good.
Yeah, because I just had all the other tires looked at, and they said, well, you just got one bad one. Because a few weeks ago, I had a problem with the valve stem. I put air in my tires, and apparently it was that tire that was leaking, but I thought it was another one. And I put air in the valve stem, and the whole tire deflated right in the gas station. And I thought the tire was bad. And they said, no, your valve stem was just broken. And that's what was setting off the buzzer. So I know all the other, but they said, you do have one bad tire on the front. But of course, I procrastinated. I'm busy. And I did not get to it. But today, life forced me to get to it. So now it's fixed. But now I can drive, like I said, I can drive from here to Japan. Because my tires are all good. Put me on a barge.
That's what's up.
So now I feel confident in that. And I might be making a trip. Well, it certainly will not be by car, just because of the way things turned out. But if I wanted to drive to Philadelphia now, I could.
I mean, you could have always driven to Philadelphia.
Why turn them down? When they're offering, why turn them down?
I don't know. I mean, I guess if you didn't want to do it, but I mean, if you wanted to do it, I don't see any reason to turn it down.
By the way, does anybody find the entertainment value in this story we just told? 740-383-9944. It was so weird getting here tonight and it'd still be daylight. This is the first Friday of the time change that we have been here.
Is it?
Yep, Saturday was, or Sunday. Sunday.
Honestly didn't notice.
Yep.
I had no clue.
See, we have an atomic clock here, thanks to Pastor Craig, so our clock, nobody has to set it. But it's weird, because I was trying to explain an atomic clock to somebody at school the other day, and they did not understand how that worked. They thought it should have set immediately. And I said, no, there's only certain points of the day when that signal is sent out. It's just not constant. Like, if you get an atomic clock, it's not going to set itself as soon as you put the battery in it.
How does it set itself?
Now I got to tell you, too.
Yeah.
Actually, our signal comes from the airport. But there are, in cities and counties, there are certain places where a signal is sent out, time,
so they just send out, like, a... They just send out like a radio wave, basically, that the radio picks up and
and all atomic things are set by this. Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, but it does. It's not constant. It's not. I mean, because that would be bad for people. So it's done like maybe once every 24 hours. It'll get sent usually overnight, like 2 a.m. And that's when it'll set. It'll blink if you're actually sitting there watching it. It'll blink, and then it'll change. And I could not explain that to people yesterday. I kept saying, they said, well, why isn't it changing? I said, it's not constant. You've got to wait 24 hours. At some point in the next 24 hours, it will change. So now I think we've got to bet on it.
Well, what'd you bet for?
Well, I bet because I know it's going to change I know how atomic...
I mean, there's no such thing as a bet if there's no...
Oh, I think it was pop. I think we bet a pop.
You should bet a pop?
We bet a pop.
Okay.
I'm going to win this bet, because that's how I know about atomic clocks, because we've had one here forever. I don't know why they just couldn't take my word.
I think they might have just wanted to buy you a pop.
Well, I'm not welcome to do it. All right. Again, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Carrington is off in Hawaii at this point. That was a trip that was planned long ago. So we hope she's having a good time. You know, it's interesting. This studio travels. Carrington's in Hawaii. Jess Hauser just got back from Jamaica. Philadelphia's coming up.
I'm going on a cruise to Cuba, possibly, with my brother.
Cuba. There you go. By the way, what's he coming in to talk about tonight?
Me and my brother?
Yeah. Because football's over.
Yeah, but okay. So after the football season's over, there's this period called free agency. And during free agency, a lot of trades happen, and players who don't get re-signed to their current teams end up on a market, basically. So all the teams who want that player can bid on them. And so we're going to talk about the free agent signings and the trades and things like that.
Oh, there you go. So it's a sports show.
Yeah, yeah.
No politics.
No politics today.
No third-party candidates calling in.
Nope, not today.
Now, you said something the other night when we had Mary Ellen in here. By the way, the new episode of The Exchange on television with Mary Ellen guest starring is on YouTube. So just go to Exchange and search Scott Spears. It'll come up. And also an episode I did with Mary Ellen recounting the whole events of the schools and newspapers. And she actually reads her speech. So if you didn't get to the schools, it's there on YouTube now. And I think the video, I put the video in that episode. So it's on YouTube now. Mary Ellen Withrow, Scott Spears. And you should get that if you want to watch those. So they're there. But the other night, and see, I didn't ask you when it was over, but Mary Ellen, we were talking about your first presidential election that you're going to vote in being this year, and all this time, I'm voting for a third party, and I'm voting for this, and I asked in front of Mary Ellen, who you know doesn't like third parties, and you all of a sudden had a little change of heart there.
Well, I mean, genuinely, I was thinking about it, and I mean, I don't really like any of the candidates. And, I mean, I don't like Joe Biden because, I mean, during the State of the Union,
You didn't say that the other night to her.
I mean,
that would have been interesting.
I mean, okay, next time you bring her in, I'll explain to her why I don't like Joe Biden and the things he said during the State of the Union. I can do that for you.
Well, if I were you, I would do it carefully.
I mean,
that's all I'm saying. If you want to remain friends, I would do that carefully.
I mean, so during the State of the Union, he had promised to take away assault rifles and some modifications to weapons, and I didn't like that. I don't like that Chase Oliver is so young and has essentially no experience in politics other than lobbying for Obama. I don't like and have never really liked Trump. I mean, Joe Stein's done run multiple times.
So you don't like anybody?
Yeah.
So. But you had told me that you were going to, I mean, it sounded like a done deal that you were voting third party. And then the other night I heard differently.
I mean, I don't know. So, like, I was thinking about it. And so the other night I had brought up that if Hillary Clinton would have run again, I would have voted for Hillary. Okay. So, And I was thinking about why I liked Hillary, and I liked Hillary because she had a lot of experience in all facets of the government, so she kind of had a really good idea on how the federal government worked, which is why it kind of pulled me away from Chase Oliver, and Jill Stein's just, I mean, I don't know that she's ever really been in politics, I just know she's run multiple times, so there's also, I'm not sure there's any experience there. I know she's run for governor as well. Donald Trump has been president, but, I mean,
watch it, you're in Trump country.
To each his own on how you thought that went. And I don't think Biden necessarily did all too well either.
So again, where does that leave you?
Nowhere.
Nowhere. That's not what you said the other night. Now people can watch it on television. Just go watch the episode.
I did, however, okay, so I said I was thinking about voting for Biden, but like I said, there were just things that I didn't like that he said in the State of the Union.
Now, I learned something. Robert Kennedy is running for president, allegedly. I really don't know if he's running or not, because I don't understand how he's supposed to get on the ballot in 50 states.
So he found this...
I don't think he did. I mean, this guy doesn't know if he's coming or gone. He just says these things, I think, to get people riled up.
So, I mean, whether it's true or not, he said that there's this like loophole almost for third-party candidates to where if you just create a new party, it takes like 29,000 candidates or 29,000 signatures or something like that to put that candidate on the ballot.
From where? America?
What?
I mean, how do you get on the ballot in 50 states?
I assume it means 29,000 in each state.
That's a lot of people.
I mean, that is a lot of people.
So nobody else was ever smart enough to find this loophole but him? He's the bright bulb?
I mean, I suppose so, but, you know, the We the People party is all
here. I don't even think that's a real thing. Has anybody checked this paperwork?
I haven't checked any paperwork, but it's a thing on Wikipedia now.
But you know what? It's my understanding he's polling 10%. 10%! That makes Chase Oliver and Jill Stein look like rookies.
Well, I mean...
It's all because he's Kennedy. That's all it is. It's because his last name's Kennedy. I mean, I can't imagine that he's polling 10%. That when he's actually in the poll, and they never put him in there because we all think he's full of nonsense, but when he's in the poll, he gets 10% of the vote. Now, that's not enough to win, but it blows Chase Oliver and Jill Stein out of the park.
I mean, I'm not sure what the highest percentage is for third-party candidates,
but I can't say. Lucky if they get 3%.
I was going to say, I don't think it's above 3%.
But 10%?
Do you think that he's actually going to receive 10% of the vote?
People like the name Kennedy. And they don't realize his whole family hates him. They've all denounced him for doing this.
I mean, I think they more so denounced him for using the video during the Super Bowl.
Oh, no. They've denounced his run. Because they think he's nuts. He's an anti-vaxxer. Not that that makes you nuts. But he's an anti-vaxxer. He's a conspiracy theorist. I mean, that ain't Kennedy. That is not JFK, RFK, Ted Kennedy politics. Joe Kennedy.
How many Kennedys were there in office?
Joe Kennedy was the father. And then JFK was the president. And then... RFK was the attorney general, and then, I believe, senator, and then was running for president when he got assassinated.
Yikes.
And then Ted Kennedy was the third brother who became a senator, and he was senator for 30-something years.
You know any conspiracy theories behind the Robert F. Kennedy murder?
There's always conspiracy theory. But, speaking of this, what's interesting is he's going to announce his vice presidential pick on the 26th, so a couple weeks here. And a lot of people feel a guy polling 10%, if he actually does make it on the ballot in 50 states, the vice presidential pick could mean something. And you told us who his two choices were. And now one of them is very interesting. The other one, that's a no-starter, the other one.
So the first choice, I'll go ahead and start with
Start with the nothing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll start with the one that's least likely.
I don't know if it's least likely, because I actually have heard this one in the news more often, but he's not going anywhere with this person.
I think it's just because it's interesting. But so Aaron Rodgers, quarterback...
Who's nuts.
Quarterback of the New York...
He's crazy. I heard him. I heard his thing. He's crazy. Back again, not that all anti-vaxxers are crazy, but he was an anti-vaxxer, and then now he says he didn't say that. He's already backtracking. He has no political experience. Football player. Been hit in the head too many times.
I don't
times.
Think he's ever necessarily said he's anti-vaccine. I think he just said that he didn't.
He did.
I think he just...
Because he had to peddle it back.
I think he just... he had said... I know he was against the COVID vaccine, but I think that was more so just because of how new it was, untested, that kind of thing. We don't know.
Well, he got wrapped over that.
Yeah, I know. He was playing for the Packers at the time. I was there.
You know, I don't think it's being against the vaccine that's a problem. I think it's when you call yourself an anti-vaxxer, because then we think you're against the polio vaccine.
I think anti-vaccine isn't against vaccines. I think it's kind of like your pro-abortion argument, where it's like nobody's for abortion. You stand, you have the right to have an abortion. But, like, it's kind of like the same thing as that.
Well, I don't know. I think they don't want you to get the vaccine.
Well, no, I think it's that they don't want to get the vaccine. They don't want.
Well, then why do they let people know? Just don't get the vaccine.
I mean, I think to them they're spreading awareness about an issue that they see as relevant.
Because they don't want people to get the vaccine. I don't think people who are, again, anti
third rendition here.
Not back to this. But I don't think people who are for a woman's right to choose are necessarily coaxing them into getting abortions. I think they're just saying you have the option. I don't think the vaccination people are saying option. I think they're saying don't do it. It's bad for you.
I think they want the option. I think if they had the option to get
the vaccine. They do have the option.
I mean,
nobody's going to force you to get a vaccine.
That's a lie.
They are going
to
force you?
Yeah. Who? To go through public schools, you have to have shots.
Well, certain things, but not the COVID
thing. It sounds to me like they're forcing vaccines on people, Scott.
Do you want to get polio? Because
see, personally, I've done the vaccines, but like, I mean, I think if they don't want to, I suppose they don't have to.
A school can make up their own rules.
Yeah, I don't think it's. I mean, I don't know that it was the school thing. I think that's more of a like a. I don't know if that who does that kind of thing. CDC maybe.
Anyway, so this guy is one of the possible picks. That's not going anywhere because nobody knows who he is.
That's where this all started.
Nobody knows who he is, so that's nothing.
I think there are people who know who he is, but anyways.
It's not adding to the 10%. Nobody cares.
And then the...
Now, this could be a problem.
And then the second one is Jesse Ventura.
Jesse Ventura, because that's trouble. Because this man was a governor. He was a mayor in Minnesota. Very middle-of-the-way state. It has a national platform, not just from pro wrestling, but best-selling author of many, many books. Had his own talk show at one point. I mean, this is a guy with high, high, high visibility, and a guy who's got a background in politics. Many governors have went on to become president. So that's trouble if he becomes the vice president. But what's the likelihood of that?
Of Kennedy becoming or winning?
No, Ventura becoming his vice presidential pick.
I mean, I would say that it's more likely than not, honestly. I guess from looking at it from my perspective, at least, I think I would take the one that has the political experience as my vice president. It just makes sense.
That could be trouble, because I think that would raise his 10%.
I guess it would be trouble for... I don't know. I mean, I don't think he... Who is it trouble for?
Well, that becomes a... I don't know. I think it's trouble for both of them, to be honest.
I think he's got... I don't know. Yeah, I'd say that he's probably a pretty moderate person.
Well, I don't know that it's moderate, because, see, you're going to have people... Democrats are going to vote because of the Kennedy name, so that gets you... That hurts Joe Biden. But then... People who are, you know, because Kennedy tends to say things that maybe other people wouldn't say. I think that would hurt more of the Donald Trump crowd. And Jesse Ventura, certainly, I think, backed Trump in his first run. I think he didn't like him by the time the second run came about, but there you go.
Hasn't RFK also promised, if he was president, to release the supposed Kennedy assassination documents or declassify them?
I think they've all said that at one time or another. You can't do it because the people will threaten to kill you.
They'll threaten to kill you.
They'll say, do you want some documents on yourself? Because there's a reason we haven't released these in 60 years, 70 years.
Somebody's going to have to come release your documents in a few years.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. I think a lot of people have asked for those. I think Johnson asked for those. I think Nixon asked for those. There have been people.
So why hasn't it happened?
Good question. There's something in those that people... I think somebody's still alive, which is possible. Because who was involved...
So you think it was like a CIA assassination?
No. I'm just saying there could be somebody who saw something or who's in the report who it could jeopardize their life.
Well, I mean, I've been reading a lot of FOIA requests recently, okay? And on a FOIA request, they just They just censor the information that's sensitive with like a black strip.
Yeah, they redact it. But then people, when people see redacted things, there's a whole problem.
How so?
Because they say, well, you're trying to hide something.
Well,
you've told us this, but you're trying to hide something.
I mean, yeah, that's...
So my question is, does Kennedy, Robert, again, a famous name, Robert Kennedy, ran for president in 1968. Does Robert Kennedy Jr. and Jesse Ventura, is that a ticket you would vote for? Is that trouble for people? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz.
I don't know much about RFK. I'll have to look at his
Now RFK was popular, but well, RFK Jr.
Yes, yeah.
That's a whole different ball of wax.
I gotta look at RFK Jr. more into him. I don't know much about him. I don't like any of the candidates currently, so he might be the one.
He's the one?
Maybe.
He's the one.
I don't know.
Have you ever met anybody like him before? You're falling in love with RFK Jr.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There's a TikTok video for you. Apparently, nobody would vote for RFK and Jesse Ventura. Apparently, that's not a winning ticket. I think Jesse Ventura is trouble.
Well, no, I think RFK Jr. in and of himself is, I wouldn't say absurdly popular, but he's well known at the very least. And
I think Jesse Ventura is more well known than him.
And I was gonna say, Mary Ellen brought up on the show the other night how I probably wouldn't know who Jesse Ventura was because it was a little before my my time frame, and I had heard the name of Jesse Ventura, but I did not know who he was or anything of the sort.
Well, he's a wrestler, and we all like the wrestlers around here.
We all like the wrestlers.
Well, certainly we do. They're going places.
Yeah, always.
Maybe it's time to put a wrestler in the White House. Why not?
Why not? Yeah, I'm down for it.
There's your take. Now, you're not going to push around Jesse Ventura. I can't imagine him being vice president, though. I think that would be the problem.
Well, I mean, I would say that if he's had conversations with Jesse Ventura, then I would say that he'd probably already accepted, seeing as he's... Like, those are the top two options, is Aaron Rodgers and Jesse Ventura.
By the way, I wanted to bring this up. I was driving by Wendy's tonight, and a sign caught my eye. It said that Wendy's, some sandwich, I think it was the double, I was driving by fast, but is the official sandwich of March Madness. Now, does that mean these basketball players are down in doubles from Wendy's?
I don't think so. I think it just means that...
How do you become the official sandwich of the March Madness NCAA? Is that coming up next week?
I have no clue. I don't watch basketball.
We should fill out brackets, see who gets it right.
I fill out a basketball bracket every year, even though I don't know anything about it.
Well, when one comes about, circulate it, and we'll all fill one out. We'll see who does the best.
Okay, I can do that for you.
Okay. So, anyway... How did the double at Wendy's become the official sandwich of March Madness?
They probably paid the NCAA a lot of money.
But what's the circulation here? People aren't they're not eating that.
I mean, maybe they are. Ucho Cinco, Chad Ucho Cinco, wide receiver.
What is that? A chip?
He's a
wide dip.
He was a wide receiver.
Give me some more Ucho Cinco. I've got some tortilla chips left. I need some more Ucho Cinco here.
He was a wide receiver who played for the Bengals back in the day.
What a name.
He nicknamed himself Ucho. His real name's Chad Johnson. He nicknamed himself...
Chad Jones.
Chad Johnson.
Chad Johnson.
Johnson, yes.
Well, that's a very common name.
And
Ucho Cinco.
And he nicknamed himself Ucho Cinco because he wore number 85 in the NFL. So, Ucho Cinco, 85. You know.
Is Ucho 8? I thought Ocho.
No.
Ocho.
Ocho Cinco.
Ocho. Okay. Whatever.
But, where was I going with the story?
How do you become the official sandwich of... Why can't you say the Big Mac or the Whopper is
right,
the official sandwich?
So one time they asked Chad Johnson what there was to do in Cincinnati, and he said, you know, honestly, there's not much to do, but there is a really good McDonald's right down the street from the stadium.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the same thing here, because I think Wendy's is saying this is the official sandwich. They've got signs of the NCAA.
Yeah, because they probably paid a lot of money for it.
Well, here's what, I don't think so. I think, who's to say that these things are correct? By the time they catch up with you, it's over.
What?
Yeah, by the time they catch up with you, it's over.
By the time, who catches up?
What are they going to do? NCAA is going to call Wendy's and say, take that down? And what does it mean anyway? I mean, if you want a Whopper during the NCAA, what do you have to do? Go and get the double at Wendy's because it's the official sandwich?
I mean, maybe that's what they feed their players when they're on the road, is they stop at Wendy's.
But Wendy's is advertising this, so obviously there's some gain in there for them.
I think they're just advertising March Madness. Actually, the NCAA might have paid them.
You think Wendy just saw the goodness of their heart? We're just going to advertise March Madness.
Because I don't think the March Madness helps them sell anything.
Well, here's what I've decided.
March Madness.
Are you ready for this? I have a little announcement to make on this show. Are you ready? You did not know there was going to be a big announcement, did you?
I did not know.
You did not know there was a big announcement. But in our number, I'm now. Listen, if you're sitting at home, you probably want to sit down. If you're standing, sit. We don't want you to fall over because it's a big announcement. Please sit down. Don't be handling any heavy machinery. This is big. Talking about big announcements. If you're at home, if you're driving a car, pull over to the side of the road for a second while I make this announcement. Do you think they've pulled over? Do you think they've sat down? Do you think they've stopped operating their power tools?
Man, I sure hope so.
All right, because here it comes. I'm going to announce it in 15 seconds.
15 seconds?
It'll be 55 past the hour in 15 seconds.
All righty, well.
Please do not operate power tools. Do not stand up when the announcement's about to be made. Pull the car over to the side of the road.
Please keep your arms and feet inside the vehicle.
That's right. And we're about to make a very serious announcement here. Are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, this show, the Friday Night Live show, is the official show of March Madness. I bet you didn't know that.
I did not know.
No, it is.
How so?
Well, that's what it is, because I just said it.
I don't think that's how that works.
Well, certainly it is. I took it right from Wendy's.
I mean, I think that maybe the NCAA could sue you now.
No, they can't sue me.
I mean, the NCAA could come out and say that you are not the official sandwich of the NCAA.
Well, we're not a sandwich. We're the official show.
Well, that's what I meant. Sorry. I was...
No. I know NCAA players who listen to this show, so that's the way it is.
Is that right?
Yep. Done deal.
Name one.
Ocho Cinco.
is that right?
Yep.
Close enough.
So again, this is the official show of NCAA March Madness.
I don't think that's how that works, but...
It's done! I've decreed it.
I think you might want to email the NCAA about that.
Who needs to tell them? If Wendy's didn't tell them, I'm not telling them. So, you're listening to the official show of the NCAA March Madness.
All right.
That's all you need to know. RFK, which he had that kind of endorsement.
You know, I mean, if he started asking around, he might.
He doesn't.
He could get, like, Joe Rogan or some of the other, like, goofballs to endorse him.
Who cares about Joe Rogan?
A lot of people
talking about
like
NCAA.
Yeah, but, like, who cares about the NCAA?
All those people who watch that March Madness, they watch it all day long. They watch it all night long. It's on. It's just, they fill out the brackets. There's all kinds of betting, illegal betting that goes on.
Gotta love the illegal betting.
It's one of those things.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't watch, but I mean, that is kind of fair. I fill out the brackets, but I don't watch the games or anything.
Everybody loves it. Because it's during the week, and you turn it on any time during the day it's on.
That's awful. Basketball is, I mean, I don't know. I keep up with basketball, but I just can't watch basketball.
And again, the phone lines are open here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And this is the official show of NCAA March Madness.
You're going to get sued.
Who?
By the NCAA.
For what?
Lying.
I don't think I'm lying.
I think the NCAA would say that you're lying.
What does this even mean? I mean, let's be serious. What does it mean?
You know, now I kind of want to do some research, and then I can come back and then educate all the people, you know?
No, it's telling you it's nonsense, but we need to partake in some nonsense, so why not, if everybody else is going to get in on it, why not us?
Because I don't think it's nonsense. So
you think they're really all having doubles from Wendy's?
I think that somebody paid somebody.
Well, they could have paid them. But I'm not into bribery.
I mean, I don't think that's bribery. I think that's how the business deal works in terms of sponsorships there.
Well, I don't know. Is that a sponsorship?
I mean, it might be.
Well, I'm giving it to them for free. We're the official show of NCAA March Madness.
Well, I think it was more of like a... I mean, yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe they were just using Wendy's as a billboard.
How could this hurt them?
I don't know.
Why would you want to attack... See, you got to think about commerce. Why would you want to attack something that is not hurting you?
I mean, it's like... Sunoco Gas Company, like that's the official fuel of NASCAR. You see those people.
See, around. That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it does. I think.
That everybody watches NASCAR's got to put Sunoco in their car.
I think that that's the idea.
Well, that's maybe the idea. And if you're watching the NCAA, you should be listening to this show because this is the official show of NCAA March Madness.
Is that right?
That's how you do showbiz.
All right, are you ready?
It doesn't have to be true. Hurry, you got a minute.
As the official hamburger of March Madness, Wendy's is giving college basketball fans and athletes the quality, fresh, never-frozen beef that they deserve to fuel every buzzer-beater, layup, and alley-oop all tournament long.
Well, that's what we're doing here. We're giving quality programming to all those NCAA listeners, and we're giving you an alley-oop, too. If you want an alley-oop, we'll throw in an alley-oop. You want an alley-oop, you got it. You're listening to Friday Night Live, the official program of the NCAA March Madness. I bet all the other programs wish they'd thought of this.
Just claiming it?
It's done.
There's probably some kind of sponsorship.
Too bad. We'll be back with a whole lot more after this short but important break. Get your cheese dip and your alley-oop and come back to the official show of NCAA March Madness.
You've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.